Welcome to the Wildly Worthy Podcast, where we teach you how to raise your self-worth and your net worth. Hey guys, I'm Nikki, and I used to be super anxious and insecure until I started taking control of my life. Now I'm an entrepreneur who travels the world for fun. Each week, I'll share with you how you can grow your belief in yourself, learn how to overcome your fears, and create a life that you love. You are wildly worthy of all that you want and desire. I'm so happy you're here. Now let's get started. Hello, friends. Welcome back. I'm so happy you're here. So happy to be here with you. I am just returning from an amazing retreat in Cabo. I've never been to Cabo and I loved it, so can't wait to go back. But it was a retreat, kind of like a masterminding retreat. So got to spend some time with some other entrepreneurs, coaches, creators, all that sort of thing. And, you know, on the way back, I realized on the airplane, I took so many notes, more journaling than I've done in a really, really long time. And I started to get curious with that. So I can create more of that, because creativity and that spaciousness is so needed when you are like trying to, you know, make content and show up for other people and be the leader and be the teacher. You have to have the things. You have to be able to think clearly. And so I wanted to come on and talk about that today. And I think number one, the thing was like, just regulating my nervous system. I know I've been talking about that a lot, but you know, being in Cabo, and let me just say this first, preface this with, you don't have to go to Cabo to regulate your nervous system, but there is something about being on vacation and away from like your home environment that allows you to relax. Because I think when we're at home, we can always find something to do or have this like, I should be doing this. I should be washing the dishes. I should be doing some laundry. I should clean out that drawer. I should go to the grocery store. Whatever it is that's coming up, but it's something that you feel like you have, that needs to be done. It's more important than creating. And of course, there's a time for everything, but I'm just saying, getting out of your environment is so, so helpful, which is why I brought in like VIP days, and I'm going to be doing a retreat of my own this year. Let me do a little plug for the VIP days. VIP days are not virtual. I don't do virtual VIP days. I do in-person VIP days. So either you come to me or I come to you, and we just spend the day a spacious environment. I don't think spacious is the right word I want to use here, but expansive is the word I'm looking for. An expansive location to really get those creative juices flowing, get you out of that rut, get you away from home that is, you know, keeping you always busy doing something. So, A number one, getting those juices flowing with just getting out of your home. And you know what? That can also be like taking your journal to the park. You know what I mean? If you live near the beach, go to the beach. If you live in the mountains, go to the mountains. If you live in the desert, I don't know if you should go to the desert, but you know where you can go that feels comfortable and feels safe, that you can sit and be with your thoughts and nothing else. So change your environment. And then another thing, airplanes are really cool because the way, you know, you're traveling and like divine time, you know, it's really crazy because I'm going from West Coast to East Coast. Well, not quite West Coast, but close enough. And not quite East Coast, but still the time change, it's like the plane and the earth are not moving at the same rate of speed. And so like, it's just really crazy. I'm not going to go into it right now, but I think that like opens something up in us that we're like, woo, anything is possible. You know what I mean? Even if it's only look like in our own heads, like, oh, this is really cool, I'm doing this, but it opens up more possibilities and doesn't keep us so like, tied to what's quote unquote realistic. So cheers to that. But hey, let's talk about some things you can do like just at home if we're not getting out. So one thing I noticed with myself when I was at home, at one point I was like, what am I doing? I felt so overstimulated, like I was getting upset. And when your body will start to tell you like, hey, we're not okay. Something's wrong, you know, fix this. And started getting that feeling like I couldn't keep up. And I'm like, what am I doing? I'm literally sitting in my house and I'm like, oh my gosh, my TV's on playing something on Netflix or whatever. My laptop was on and I was watching some sort of training and also had my phone open scrolling. And I'm like, oh my gosh, no wonder I'm overstimulated. So like, you know, just like realization, I think that becomes, you know, we can get into like not a rut, but just like that's normal. You know what I mean? Like I didn't start with all three on. I started with one on and I would pull another one out. Like I needed more and I needed more. But I think also like learning to become comfortable with just one thing and not having to have several things in front of you to look at, to concentrate on. So yeah, turn off a screen. There have been shows that I'm like, I don't even know what happened because I was scrolling and I'm like, no. So that is something I'm really, really been working on myself. Is that scrolling. We're going to talk about that in a minute, but turn off some screens. You know, if you're watching TV, then watch TV. I'm not against watching TV. If you're doing a training or you're doing something on your laptop, then just do that. You know, if you want to have some music on in the background, that's fine. But, you know, give one thing your attention. There's this, you know, lately I've heard going around monotasking instead of multitasking, which yeah, we can probably get more done if we do just one thing at a time, you know? So yeah, turn off one of those screens. And then like, you know, turn off some sounds. Sometimes sounds can be like overstimulated. Could be TVs on, somebody could be mowing outside, a dog could be barking, you know, if you have kids, they could be like playing. And you know, you can't turn off your kids the dog, but whatever you can control, whatever you can like kind of bring it down, then try that. And then like, you know, if there's a neighbor dog barking, which I've had my own struggles with here, is like, you know, turn on some sound healing sound bowls or like brown noise to just kind of drown that out, because those sounds will more comfort us than overstimulate us. So just turning on something that's like chill and brings like comfort to our ears and our brains instead of stress. Get out of that like survival mode, because that's why we get like so angry when we get overstimulated, is because we go into survival mode. It's like fight, right? Fight or flight, like, I gotta get out of here. And that's why, because you're going into that mode, and we don't want to be in that mode. We want to go into rest and digest mode. So yeah. And then like, you know, lighting. So like really I'm going through your senses right now, you know? So if the lights are too bright, then turn off the overhead lights, turn on a lamp, you know what I mean? If the sun is too bright, then like close your blinds or like, you know, adjust them somehow or go to a different area of your house. Whatever you need to do to remove yourself from whatever is, you know, upsetting you, upsetting your body. Maybe not you consciously, but your body. And then, you know, some other things you can do. You can do some of those somatic practices, like go out and take a walk, get in the sunshine, look at the trees, breathe the fresh air. Those are all good for you, like research-based, good for you. It's going to help your health. It's going to help your mental health. It's going to help your body. Like, you're going to feel better if you go take a walk, okay? So go take a walk. You can do things, you can do yoga, you can do meditation. You know, I'm a big proponent for breath work. And if you don't want to do a full breath work practice, then just breathe. Like, literally paying attention to your breath, like in out, in, out. Just stopping to recognize your breath will help you become more present and stop feeling so overwhelmed, like I've got to do this and this and this and that. So, you know, that's why you like count sheep at night to fall asleep. It's kind of the same thing. It's just like we're slowing down, and breathing is something we do, you know, involuntarily, but we can control it if we need to. So, you know, taking a step back and just taking a few breaths. Woosah. Okay, and now let's talk about social media, because that was one that I wanted to talk about, because the scrolling has been, you know, some my own work recently. So yeah, if you catch yourself scrolling, one thing you can do is set limits on your phone. If you have an iPhone, I'm not sure about Android, but I know on iPhone you can set screen limits. I'm sure you can on Androids too. Inside the apps, some of the apps you can set screen time limits, and you can also do it in your settings in your phone. So like going in and saying, okay, I only want to have 1 hour total social media for the day. Or it can say 1 hour to Instagram, or 30 minutes to Facebook, or whatever, how much time of your day you want to spend there. Here's the grab there, though, because you can put those limits on, and then you can still like open the app and it'll say, oh, you're past your time, and you can say, okay, I need some more time, and it'll open back up. So you just kind of have a little bit of discipline there. And if you don't, there are other things you can use. I think there's another app. I keep seeing ads for it. I have not used it, so don't like take this as an endorsement, but there's something called Opal that doesn't allow you to get back in once you've exceeded your limit. So I'm not really sure how it works, but worth checking into if you feel like that's a huge struggle for you. And then also I've seen these things where like there are these lock boxes people will buy because they have so much of an addiction to their phones, and you have to put your phone in the box, you close it, and you set a timer, and it will not open until the timer is up. So, you know, whatever you need to do, you know how much control you have or how much you need. So, you know, that's one thing. And it might be as simple as like, put your phone in another room. I've noticed if my phone is like right beside me, I'll just pick it up without even thinking. I'll be like, oh, what am I doing? I literally just put this down. So if it's in another room, or if it's even across the room, it's not as easy to pick up and check. Okay? Because every time you're getting on there and checking, you're like looking for something. And that's your brain goes into alert, which puts you back into, yeah, you guessed it, survival mode. Like, what are we looking for? We're looking for danger. You know? Not always, but we will perceive things that way, even when they're not, right? They're online. They're not really dangerous. So, yeah. And here's one that I want to talk about that might be an unpopular opinion. I don't think so. I think you should do what's best for you and your mental health without hurting other people, you know, if it's for the highest good of all. And that's if you're following people who you've noticed every time you see them post, you see their stories, you see them like your stuff, it elicits a reaction in your body. Like you're like, or, you know, it just, you feel yucky about it, right? You feel unsettled. Whether it's, you know, a trigger, or you just, I don't know, right? It's just not a good feeling when you see their name. Could be an ex, could be like somebody who's also in your field. It could be whatever. It could be another coach. It could be somebody you went to high school with, right? But it might be, you know, it doesn't bring up a good feeling. And what the things you can do there are numerous, but you know, there are different approaches about how like aggressively, I guess, assertive you want to be about this. But I think the least one is to mute their posts and stories. I know you can do it on this Instagram, and I think you can do it on Facebook, but just muting them. If you mute somebody, you don't unfollow them, so they won't notice you've unfollowed. They'll just be muted. And that means you won't see their posts, you won't see their stories, but if you still want to look at them every now and then, you can go to their page and you can look at their stuff. But if just seeing their stuff pops up triggers something in you, then do that. And maybe you'll come back later. You know, it might be somebody who's, their stuff is like triggering to you right now because maybe it's something you want, you know, you need to be working on and you're not working on it. So it's like, hey, and it's a constant reminder. And I'm not going to say go work on those things, but if you do and then you want to come back, then you can do that, right? And it won't be this weird thing. You can also just flat out unfollow these people. If they're not, if they're just like some influencer or a creator, or maybe it's like a fashion blogger who's always posting all her new clothes and you're like, oh my gosh, I want new clothes. I'm, you know, and you start making it mean something about yourself. Like, oh, I've terrible style or whatever, you know, like, they probably won't notice if you unfollow them. You know what I mean? Unless it's like a close friend. So if it's just some like influencer, creator, or whatever who doesn't even know you, unfollow. You can always go back and follow later when you're feeling more safe, more at home, at peace. You can do that. And yeah, I guess that's it. And if there's someone who you just don't want seeing your stuff anymore, block them. If it's somebody who's close to you and you need to have a conversation with them, then have a conversation with them. But if that is what makes it easier for you, makes it feel safer to you, then do that. Especially if you are a business owner and you're trying to post, but if you're posting and worrying about this person seeing your post and what they're going to think about you, you're not going to be posting authentically, and that's going to hurt you and your business and the people who need what you help with, right? So, yeah, that brings us all back to how to get those creative juices flowing. Just taking down the overwhelm, becoming less stimulated. So, cool beans, amazing. Okay, so that's all I have for today. I hope that was all you were looking for. And more. But yeah, speaking of the VIP days I was talking about, I'll post that link in the show notes so you can take a look at it. If you're like, yeah, Nikki, I do need to get out of my home. I do need to go somewhere cool and, you know, expansive and figure out like what is going on, what is holding me back, what are my money stories, what is my body holding into that I need to hold on to, or I need to let go of? Sorry, you don't need to hold on to it. But we can do that. And, you know, we'll be doing like somatic experiencing there, some breath work, hypnotherapy if we need to. And then we'll also do fun stuff. It depends on where we are, on what fun stuff we'll do. But, you know, it's not going to be all work and no play. But super excited about those. And can't wait to see who comes through. But I hope that those tips help you get creative, and can't wait to see what you create. Bye.